Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Faith Berry is joining us on the line. Good afternoon, Faith.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope your day's been fine.
So far, so good.
Lovely, lovely, great to hear that. Now, sport is one of the most powerful platforms for promoting gender equality and empowering women and girls. Now, great progress has been made in terms of inclusion, and still more work remains to be done as far as promoting women and girls in sport. But we want to actually check and understand why does this actually matter? And I hope that would have, uncovered why is that important right at the end of this conversation. So, Faith, please tell us about yourself first and the work you do.
Okay. I'm Faith Mberi, 38 years old, married, 2 kids, Kim and Kyle. Mm. I'm a golf administrator at Chapman Golf Club here in Zimbabwe.
Oh, nice.
Be in the field for almost 6-7 years now, and excelling in sports.
What's your handicap?
Hello?
What is your handicap?
It's bad, but I'm doing it. But I'm 36.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. 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 Now, how can sports create more equal opportunities in society?
Especially for those who want to excel. They can get more opportunity in sports, especially in golf. We've got bias, gender, and social norms that people doesn't want to join sport because it's for men. Those are the other things we are facing. But if you choose sport, you can excel well. No traffic, no... You've got more opportunities in sport.
Wow. Now, what things must change in order for women's sports to be taken seriously as men's?
I think as women, we need to change our mindset first.
Ah, okay.
Yes. There is no sport for men.
Yes, one. Yes.
And we can do it. We can do it. If I look into the sport that I am, we've got less women. They leave it for the Tiger Woods in Zimbabwe. They leave it for the Nick Prizes. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But we've been trying to educate every girl and woman in the society and church that we can do it. The sky is the limit. Yes.
So the mindset is the biggest, a stumbling block for women to be involved in sports, you say?
Yes, yes. And the other challenges we are having, some of the sports, they're expensive. So we are lacking sponsorship.
Like golf?
Yes. The kit alone is expensive. So one might think, no, I will not waste a dime in golf. What is it going to give me after? Yeah.
So do you see that as one of the biggest challenges, the issue of funding in sports for women?
Yeah. It is. It is.
Now, I mean, if it's such a serious issue, where are women supposed to be getting that kind of funding? For instance, you know, in golf, one must get clubs, you must have golf clubs, you must have the attire, the proper attire, you know, from your shoes to the dressing that you have, the gloves, you know, etc., the tips for the caddy. So it's quite expensive. Where would women raise such an amount, really?
Okay. We start from the roads. I was talking to one of my ladies yesterday. You don't need new things to play golf. Yes, one. We don't need the whole kit to play golf.
Okay.
We can share, we start from there. as long as you have interest in golf, you can play it. Though it's expensive, but as a group of women in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
we are seeking sponsorship to companies. Like, we've got a big company here, Econet, if you know Econet.
Yeah, I know Econet.
Yes, yes, yes. And we can do golf fundraisers for vulnerable woman who wants to join the game. It's they're getting funded. Yes. So
Now they normally say, you know, I'm going to go with this example of golf, that it's sports needs discipline. And of course, golf does need discipline as well, which means that one has got to be disciplined in terms of practice times, in terms of game times, etc., etc. Now, you are a married woman of two, you said, and as a married mother of two, you've got to make time to actually go and play, you know, in fact, practice first and then go and play. Is this not a serious challenge? I mean, you know, I understand that practice takes a lot of time, and with golf, actually, you could be there the whole day.
So I've taken golf seriously to the extent of I will practice with my kids.
Okay.
Yes. My firstborn is at school. She's at boarding. My secondborn, normally my free times on weekends, we go golfing Sunday morning. We play our 9 holes. We play our 18 holes. We go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen something. I've seen talent in him. Because we are practicing together,
mm-hmm.
and we've got quality time together,
mm-hmm.
perfecting mm-hmm. our scores together, doing that together, and the bond is growing because he's got love for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
For the bigger girl, it's fun for her, but I take it as well. It's a quality family time.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention about my husband, he's not interested in golf, but I pray one day you will be. Yeah. But it's something that you can't do every day or every weekend. If I can tell you this, golf is addictive.
Oh, okay.
If you start it, yes, you don't want to leave it because it's nice and it has so many benefits. Yeah, exercising. So many deals have been done during those golf sessions and golf rounds. It's something that you can get to be relaxed while you do your thing. The discipline you were talking about is there. You have to be away from your phone. You have to be away from the world. You are just you and your partner when you're on the green. Yeah, just you and your iron when you're hitting that ball. So it needs concentration that I am teaching to my kids as well. If you need to go somewhere, you need to concentrate.
Now, how can girls and women be educated about their options in sports and sports-related careers?
We can, by rubbishing the social norm that I was talking about, that we've got a spirit, or we understand that sports doesn't get us anywhere.
Yeah.
And sports, and we can't achieve anything with sport. But as you can see of lately, so many people, they're excelling through in life. Because of sport. So for the girls and the young woman and the old woman, for the old woman, it's for your advantage. You'll be exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Walking 18 holes, health-wise, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
For the lady in the middle age like me, you're also being healthy. It's refreshing. We've got too much stresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, being a mother of two teenagers, it's not quite simple as we think.
Mm-hmm.
But being with them, trying to convince them, And while we were playing golf with my kids, we talk about serious things, serious mm-hmm. issues mm-hmm. that I can't talk to them on a dinner table. So for young girls, that's a good career to choose. And I think we must start focusing on sports administration because there you can excel very, 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 very well. If you know what you're doing, if you know what you want, and it boosts your confidence. That's what I've understood about women in sports so far.
It boosts the confidence as well.
Yes, yes.
Now, yes.
In your world.
Yes. Now, lastly, as we wrap up, for women who are, you know, either having very serious partners, fiancés, or planning a life together with someone or married, what should be the role of, family and partners in terms of and encouraging women to be involved in sports? I'm asking because, most sports actually is played on Saturdays, and some may be committed to religious activities on that day. And so some family members, especially partners, may not agree with the women being involved in sports because of that.
Want to give an example of myself. I was having challenges with my partner and church issues. You know, most of the golfers, they play their golf on what? On Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. But if we pray, nothing is impossible.
Okay.
Nothing is impossible. I was struggling with my bosses about Sabbath. When I did my course, I knew people play golf on Saturday. Sports happen on the weekends. So it's something that we have to think about before. And if we want to go ahead with it, we have to be sure of what we are going to face. And it's going to affect your religion. So you just need to be firm on what you believe. You are not the only one in the office.
You are
not the only one in the office. I will repeat. If you talk wisely to God first before talking to anyone who's above you at that workplace of yours, anything can happen. And if you truly mean what you believe, God will intervene, like what He did for me. All of those that are in partnership, almost in marriage, you just need to be open to your partner, know what you want, be an open page, communicate, let them know what you think about what you want in life. Being honest is the first condition of woman being in sport.
Yes. Oh, wow, interesting. And do you know if anything is
said?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello, Faith?
Yes, I'm here.
You're here, all right. Let's close it up now. Do you know if the Bible says anything about sports at all?
Yes. The Bible tells us about being healthy. Yes, we must exercise. We must have temperance in everything we do. Stewardship, guarding whatever we believe is right. And as Adventists, we are saying, let's go back to Eden. Eden, we exercise, we eat fruits. That's what we learn in golf. And that's what I've learned in golf also. You don't eat junk. We are going to Leviticus. Let's go back to fruits before we go to these fatty things, eating lavish, but while we are eating wrong. So you have to be disciplined in whatever you do, knowing that our body is the temple of the Lord.
Indeed, our bodies are the temple of the Lord. Well, Faith, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. So to someone who is listening and really they want, you know, some more information about, you know, getting involved in sports, because some women may be sitting at home and wondering what to do with their lives, you know. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm saying that your advice to women, because I suspect that some women may say, you know, it's boring to be sitting at home, you know, Sundays, you don't have anything to do, or maybe some days of the week, there's not much you can do. Where do they start? Do they start by watching the sports? Or what? Because you know, we say that sports is for men or male people. So where do they start? Where do women start? Is it by watching the sports? Is it by reading about it? Where do they start?
Okay. You need to get off that couch. Go to any near sports arena within you. Ask for help. Try to learn about the sport you want. Me, I started by getting info about golf.
Mm.
What do you need to be a golf administrator? What do you need if you want to play golf? You can't just start without knowing anything. But that first step, the sky is the limit. I tell you, you're going to make it.
Beautiful. Well, Faith, I do want to say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, talking about all things sports with women. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, doesn't it become very lonely there for women, because there's all sorts of guys around there? I mean, you walk this side, there's men. You walk this side, there's men. And all over, there's men. Women may feel a little intimidated. How do you deal with that?
I tell you, women playing golf, they are not intimidated by anything.
Beautiful.
As I said, yes, they are confident.
Mm.
They can face anything.
Lovely.
They can face anything. Yes.
Great stuff. Well, Faith, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.